It is the WIP Afternoon Show, Deadline Day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, live from McGurk's in Horsham. I'm Spike Gaskin, along with Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, Joe Giglio with us until 3, and Devin Caney at the trade deadline desk. Jack Fritz has said he believes the Phillies have more in the chamber. Now, this would already be, even if they didn't make another move, the biggest trade deadline of Dave Dombrowski's career here as a Phillies president of baseball operations. But the target, the diamond still out there, is Stephen Kwan. Jack saying earlier that others reported that Stephen Kwan would get traded today.
Yep.
And you believe if it's not the Phillies, it'll be someone else, or you think if it's not the Phillies, he's staying with the Guardians?
So I think it's going to be – I think there's three teams. I think it's the Padres, I think it's the Dodgers, and I think it's the Phillies. Maybe the Astros get in there, but, I mean, if it's not – I think he gets moved today. If it's not the Phillies, I think it's probably the Dodgers.
Can I say it would make me sick to my stomach if the Dodgers get Stephen Kwan? I mean, we made all –
and they haven't done anything today. They got Brock Stewart today, who I like, but he's a reliever.
Well, and they – you know, we had the conversation all offseason about – the Dodgers just getting everybody, you know, and people calling them a super team, and they've had a fine season. They have not had the season that everybody expected them to have. They're not going to win 115 games. But, like, this would be the Dodgers do two things. The Dodgers don't just spend money, right? Like, if they go and they acquire a piece like this at the trade deadline, that's different than spending money. You can talk yourself into, well, we don't have the money the Dodgers have. Nobody has the money the Dodgers have, right? We don't even have the money the Mets have. But when you're doing it by trading at the deadline, that's a different thing. And it almost makes you feel like I would feel like emasculated if the Dodgers go and get Stephen Kwan if we had the chance to go and get him.
Well, they're also usually right about players. So, like,
right.
You like Stephen Kwan. I like Stephen Kwan. Some people have pointed out, though, today, like, he doesn't have enormous statistics, right? You almost have to watch him to see his value. But if they get him, Spike, it's like – it cements he is a special kind of player. Like, he's the kind of guy that helps you win a World Series. They're always right about players. They get Freeman. He still can play. They get Otani has the best year he's ever had. You know,
they get Conforto this offseason to play left field. He's been horrible.
Yeah, they don't get everything right. But, like, they get a lot of the big moves they make. They're usually – there's a reason they get that.
If the Dodgers want Stephen Kwan, the Padres want Stephen Kwan.
I want Stephen Kwan.
I feel like it's a pretty good idea to get Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, exactly.
As simple as that.
You know, I know that this is what I would say about him, because I this is the thing about baseball, is that chances are anybody listening to the show right now is learning about a lot of these players within the last 48 hours.
Sure.
Just because of the way baseball is, right? Like, that there's so many players, and it's a very local sport. But what I would say is this. Is that if you hear the name Stephen Kwan and then you go look up his baseball reference, you're going to see one thing, and then if you watch him play and feel the difference he makes, you're going to see another thing. And I know that sounds crazy to say, because baseball is one sport where the numbers usually don't lie. You know, you go, you see the guy has like a 770 OPS or something. It doesn't jump off the screen. But the guy, as Jack has repeated, doesn't strike out, is a smart baseball player, is a elite outfielder, and is a true leadoff hitter. Like, Trey Turner has done a good job this year. I don't think he's a true leadoff hitter. I think that Stephen Kwan is. And if your top four goes Kwan, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, like, I almost don't even care what the bottom five of the lineup
then
is.
Well, then Bader down there is fine.
Yes, and JT down there is fine, by the way. And Castellanos down there is fine. Everything, it changes the entire context of the lineup.
It's right there.
Right.
It's right there.
In his four-year career, he has walked more than he struck out. I mean, just think about what we watch here on an everyday basis.
Right.
He's like, I don't think people realize what he would bring. I mean, you're right. And he grinds pitchers. The All-Star game went to extra innings, went to the swing-off, because he had like a 9-pitch at-bat just to get it to the swing-off. He's an awesome player.
215-592. By the way, there are like emergency alerts all over the area for flash flood. So if you're out there driving, please be safe. If you're on the way to McGurk's and it's looking a little crazy, pull over for a little while. We want you to be safe. 215-592-9494. Jacob in Alabama, you're on WIP. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, there hasn't really been a whole ton of action. I'm an avid fantasy baseball guy, but I try to watch a lot of baseball and keep up with some things. I kind of like the Bader move a little bit, but not as far as the main guy you go to. I like him kind of as a depth piece and a guy to kind of help maybe platoon with Marsh or somebody like that. But I do think that they have to go and try to get one other person, because it, I just, with the, if the Mets made and all that, you're kind of behind now a little bit. If they can get a Kwan, a Donovan, I mean, I would even take, I think, Lariano or something like that.
Lariano's a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've got a center fielder, though. Like, I don't, I don't think they're going to go after him now.
But the thoughts would be like, so if you were to get one more person, say, for instance, it was an outfielder, would you deal like a Rojas or somebody like that and like an Aiden Miller? Because I agree with whoever said they didn't want to deal Painter. I don't think I want to deal Painter. I think we could use him next year.
Well, if they're, thank you for the call, Jacob. If they're trading for Stephen Kwan, they're trading Aiden Miller.
Yes.
I mean, they have to. I just, right? Aiden, I mean, I don't think there's anybody else.
It would be Aiden and then one of Arun and Crawford as the other piece to go. So you're giving up two top five prospects, but you have to do that because you're not going to put Andrew Painter on the table.
Right, right. Yep. And you would rather give up those two guys than Painter alone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What grade, Joe, you first, and this is the Twitter question. What grade would you give the Phillies' deadline so far? Let's say it ends this way.
It's a B. We don't do A minuses, right? We just do A.
Yeah,
then
sure
it's a B.
Grow up. Sure we do.
No, commit.
B.
Okay.
If I have to go with a strong letter grade,
that's
it's a B.
That's how I got graded.
Yeah.
Pluses and minuses.
You want a grade?
Yes.
What's the grade?
I'm going B.
Jack?
I'm going B plus.
No pluses.
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
We just did that.
By the way, it is a solid B. It's 66%.
It's a solid B. Yeah, I'll give it a solid B.
And it would be an A if everybody else that they're competing with didn't also have a solid deadline.
Dude, the Mets got three legit pieces yesterday.
They traded away so much, though.
Yeah.
They did, but the Phillies gave up more for Duran. Like,
I disagree. I think the Mets gave up way more.
But one of those guys throws, like, underhand. Could you imagine Castellanos swinging at that? I'm already worried about that.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, the Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a guy. Like, we had Kent Tekulve here. We had a Submariner.
There's not that many of those left anymore.
Now, a friend of mine said, who is a Giants fan who lives in San Francisco, said, I guarantee you he will give up a game-losing home run in the playoffs.
Well, I can guarantee that won't come against the Phillies.
No.
I have never seen them hit him well at all. It's the most feeble at bats I've seen.
Yeah, well, it has to be hard, by the way. If you're looking at guys throwing one way, and then all of a sudden he's throwing
underhand?
His knuckles, like, drag on the ground.
It's it's pretty wild to look at. 215-592-9494. Luke in Dallas, you're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Luke?
Luke.
Yeah, man. So I'm thinking about this Bader trade, right? And ideally, I really think it's being misinterpreted by a lot of fans, right? There's a reality where this guy is a 4-WAR guy, has the same OBP.
Try to tell people.
Trey Turner, right, has the same OPS. And that's better than anything they were putting out in center field. The other part of my thing right here is Stephen Kwan, right? Reserving Painter for Stephen Kwan, I'm doing Painter for Stephen Kwan straight up. If you think about high leverage moments in the playoffs, I really think it's going to be against just righties, and we're going to talk about this reality. What if Schwarber walks, right? We need a lefty eventually. I just don't see how, like, it's not a no-brainer Dombrowski right now.
And you would say yes on trading Painter?
Yes, 100%.
Here's what I'd say about Bader, man. And I agree with you that he's valuable.
You
but
seem like a Bader guy. I got to be honest. I pegged you as a Harrison Baderman.
I think he's a good player. And when he was up with the Yankees, I watched him. He is a good player.
Had a big home run that postseason.
He is a good player. If I wasn't thinking about Stephen Kwan, Harrison Bader would have been fine. Like, that's my problem.
So it's
Bader.
My fault.
No, it is. Well, it's a little bit your fault. You're gassing me up a little bit earlier.
I'm gassing everyone up about Stephen Kwan.
You are.
Bring him home, besides Painter.
But here's what I'd say, Luke, about the whole WAR thing. Yes, he has the same WAR as Trey Turner. But there's a reason that one guy got paid $300 million and one guy doesn't. Like, so we can talk about WAR and value all we want. But the truth is that, like, guys that are as good as you are saying Harrison Bader is don't change teams every year.
Well, so, and here's the other thing, not to cut you off, Spike, I'm sorry. But we can't say on one hand how great Harrison Bader is and how he's this undervalued player. You got to be able to watch him play every day to see what he brings to the table. And then on the other hand say, well, the Phillies gave up nothing to get him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
when players are costing an arm and a leg, good players to get them, we can't say the Phillies gave up nothing to get him, and then say how great
he is.
There's
a reason he's had kind of an up and down career. He has some good. Like this is one of his better years, but this isn't who he always is. Yeah. Let's hope he continues to
and
play.
And by
like
the
that.
Way, and by the way, if he really ends the season as the third highest OPS on the team, guess what?
We're
not losing in the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he either got really hot again, or these guys didn't hit at all.
He has been great since in July. Yeah. Like he's hit number three. He's a good player. Like I've wanted Harrison Bader for a couple of years. He's an upgrade over Rojas, but he's just not. He's a piece. He's not the piece.
I had a reporter from Minnesota actually message me on Twitter about Bader. He said, I think you guys will really like him. He's clutch. He plays really hard, which I know Phillies fans will like. He's got some pop in his swing. I think he'll be really good for you guys.
Yeah.
I think if a reporter's going out of their way, who I don't really know or talk to tell me that, that means he's good.
Did his last name rhyme with Dombrowski?
No, it doesn't. It could be a burner. Who knows?
Dombrowski's burners? We've done that around here before.
Jave Mombrowski reached out to Devin. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Jack tells you about, you're not going to have to make a trade at National Appliance Warehouse.
You want to know why, Spike?
Why?
Because we shop in the high-end market. And we shop for the best. And we go to National Appliance Warehouse to do that.
Yes.
Like, you want to talk about what grade I would give National Appliance Warehouse?
A+.
A+.
Yeah. We're doing pluses and minuses for National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. Of course we are. Because they are plus. And listen, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse a lot. You've heard, Spike for his new house went to National Appliance Warehouse, got all of his appliances for his new kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he wasn't shopping in the Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove aisle, but he could have been.
I looked at the aisle. That is out of my price point, but that is a cool looking aisle.
Yeah.
If I ever become like super rich guy, those are the appliances I'm getting.
Well, don't you worry. National Appliance Warehouse has that. Also, over 100 brands, that are there to fill your appliance need. But on top of all of that, you're going to get a great price. That is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware. And, of course, great savings events like the Christmas and July savings event that is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today and experience what we've talked about, which is a fantastic service team. They do installation, delivery, but also they'll help guide you in the right direction when it comes to your appliance needs. Also, purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero Wolf & Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit the showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Trade deadline day or deadline day on 94 WIP. You know what I'm wondering sometimes? I'm wondering, so if the Phillies are trying to trade for Stephen Kwan, and I wonder what the next 2.5 hours, how much of the next 2.5 hours is just waiting, is waiting for a phone call, is wait. You know what I mean? Like is because I think to a certain extent, when you're negotiating like this, it's who cracks first, right? Who calls who first? And the Guardians are never going to call the Phillies and say, all right, we're done. We don't want to do it, right? They are waiting for the Phillies to call and say, we will give you Andrew Painter, right? That's what they're waiting for. So, like, to an extent, it has to be a waiting game for the Phillies to hope that the Guardians finally say, all right, we'll take it. And I think if that's the case, this is going to go all the way up until 6 o'clock. Like, if the Dodgers are in on this, the Padres are in on this, and if the Phillies have not said, no, we're out, which it doesn't seem like they have, then if you're the Guardians, you go all the way up until 6 o'clock unless somebody says to you, here's the offer, take it now or we're walking. You know?
Which, and none of them are going to do it.
No.
Because they are basically waiting to be selected by the Guardians. I mean, that's what they're waiting.
Right.
You propose your offer. You hope it's good enough, but the Guardians are sitting in the catbird seat to where they can measure and weigh all of the offers and see which one is the best. They have the prize, so they can wait to the last minute to decide, well, this offer is what I'm going
to
take.
And he's also not a free agent to be. They could just hold him until the offseason.
Yeah, just hold on to him.
They can hold him until the middle of next year. Yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah.
So the teams that want him, I don't think any of them are in a position to say take it or leave it. It's more or less, this is my best offer. I hope you choose me.
Yes.
If the White Sox basically took Luis Robert off the market, Stephen Kwan can come off the market.
Right. Yes, he can come off the market. Yes. Yeah, they don't have to trade him.
Like Luis Robert was the most
And they
obvious.
Have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about they haven't taken Kwan off the market. So we're, what, 3 hours, 3.5 hours away from the trade deadline?
Or, yeah, I'm trying to do the math. Yeah, it is
3:15, something like that.
You know, I do feel, Joe, I feel a little lucky because I'm trying to put myself in the position of a Cleveland Guardians fan. And here's a team that is competitive every year. Now, they do it with young players, and they do it without spending money. But could you imagine having a team that they're not good this year, but is usually competitive? You have a player who the Dodgers want, who the Padres want, who the Phillies want, who is under team control for 2 more years, and they're like, you know what we're going to do? Trade him. Like, I'm glad that the Phillies are in a place where we're not talking about current productive major leaguers that are like, I can't even imagine trading a guy that has 2 years of control left. That's as
well, a player that we think is good enough to swing the whole playoffs. Yeah. I mean, like, it's three teams that could face each other to get to the World Series, and where he goes could swing the whole thing. That's a very valuable player.
You can do it in markets like that and get away with it.
Yes.
Here we would be outraged
over
it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'd be outraged over it. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Cleveland fans are worried about if Shador or Joe Flacco is going to start.
Right. They are a Brown. They like the Guardians, but they're a Browns. Yes. They're a Brown city. Jack, we keep talking about trading prospects, and I have, you know, talking out my ass a little bit, but but talking about the idea of being able to...
Like you're talking
about. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
I know.
Well, I talk out my ass a little bit in that I don't know all of the prospects, but I do know that elite franchises trade prospects pretty consistently.
Real quick?
Yeah. So I guess my question is really where...
Sorry.
What? Oh,
thank
Devin.
Yes. Okay, so the New York Yankees, according to Jeff Passan, finalizing a trade to acquire closer David Bednar. From the Pirates.
There's your guy.
Where's your respect at?
And the Phillies made the Bader trade official.
Okay. David Bednar was the he was my favorite reliever on the market. They got Durant, so I'm fine with that.
At least your team got one of your guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, man.
It's your American League team.
Play Frank.
I would say this Yankee, if I was running this Yankee team, I would sell.
Everyone.
This team
Judge is hurt. What are they even doing?
It's dead. They are dead in the water.
Yankees don't sell?
Well, you want to talk about a team that is bullied into doing something at the deadline every year?
Yankees.
That's the Yankees.
Yes. Because let's bully.
Well, one year they didn't. They gave Chapman to the Cubs, and they won the World Series.
They got Glaber back.
Well, they are... The Yankees are not just living under fan pressure. They are living up to the pressure of George Steinbrenner.
Yep.
Every offseason, every trade deadline, because remember, his kids own the team. Yep. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner is...
Yep. And always going to get compared to your dad.
Every time. And he would. And now that was a different time when you could just outspend everybody. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that anymore. But them trading for David Bednar, is what a waste of assets. But that guy is great. Jack, to get back to the question, the Phillies farm system is better than it was 5 years ago for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But how deep is it, and how does it compare to the better teams in the league in terms of farm systems? Better teams in the league, by the way, that also spend money. Mm-hmm. So not comparing it to Cleveland or Tampa, but comparing it to the Yankees, Dodgers,
The Padres should be in there, too, because every year DeVries came out of nowhere, turned into he's a big international signing. So it's much better. They certainly have more pieces. I love Aiden. I think Crawford's going to be a pretty good player. I think Arun Escobar is rising up the prospect rankings. It's definitely top-heavy.
Okay.
The thing is that I don't think there's a... No doubt, besides hopefully Painter, as he continues to come back from Tommy John, gets the fastball more underneath him. To his credit, his last two starts have been really good. So, like, maybe there's some growth there. But everyone else is mostly expendable for, like, a difference maker like Kwan. So, they have guys to be able to get it done, I think, without Painter, as long as the Guardians
are willing to do it without Painter. And then final prospect question is they draft Gagewood in the first round, a college pitcher, which they haven't done
drafted
in a long time.
Six straight college pitchers to start the draft.
Because they listen to the WIP afternoon show. But there was a little bit of question whether Gagewood could contribute like this year.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right.
I think because they want to develop him to start. Now, he could go down to Clearwater. I think he's going to start in Clearwater. and just start going off. And, you know, if they, if the bullpen's really struggling, I don't think that – I think they're trying to get pieces to where that's not really an option.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't think that – I don't think that Gage was really in their plans unless, you know, break in case of an emergency.
215-592-9494. Bam and Upper Darby. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's up, Spike? What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
Bam?
Not much. Not much, man. Not much. Listen, Devin, I know you here, but you on enemy lines right now. You know, before I get to my sports point, I was told that on, I was listening to the morning show, they called you, Spike, they called you and Ike Jack's parents.
Yeah. Well, a lot of mom and dad references coming from the morning show.
I would
show.
Say big brothers.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Morning
yes.
show doesn't know what it's like to be a family, you know?
That is true.
Yeah. I would imagine their text thread is pretty dead. That's what
we don't have one.
Yeah.
No, they were saying who's the mom, who's the dad?
Well, obviously, I'm the mom. I mean, like, and end that right now. Yep. Ike ain't being the mom.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
But. Let's go get Stephen Kwan, man. I was looking.
Let's
for,
go get him.
I was looking for Lee, what's his name from the White Sox? The guy from the White Sox.
Luis Roberts.
Luis Roberts.
Roberts.
Yeah. Roberts.
I was wanting him. I don't know if we're gonna get him.
What's your favorite thing about Stephen Kwan?
Shut up, Jay.
His last name hit the Kwan. Like I said.
Yeah.
I told you hit the Kwan.
Yeah, hit the Kwan.
Hey, what are you? You thought he'd have nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, Bam.
Yeah, give Bam a break.
I'm interested in Bam.
Yeah,
I want more Bam.
Somebody said I had to clear my name. What's that about?
I have no idea.
What do you have to clear your name for?
Something happened on the midday show.
Oh.
Oh, well, that was Hugh talking about whatever you said you were wearing at the thing.
Well, yeah,
cheerleader
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, 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 the cheerleader outfit.
Yeah,
on.
And Fritz on your chest. That's what he was referencing.
Yeah, did you, Devin, did you hear Bam to cheer on Jack in Fritz versus DeCamera, went to Party City, asked them for a, which I don't even know was still in business, but asked them.
It might not be.
Yeah. Asked them for.
Definitely not.
Who knows?
Yeah. He walked into AutoZone.
He went to a value.
He went to Circuit City.
Yeah. Walked in, asked for a cheerleader outfit,
uh-huh.
Bought a cheerleader outfit.
As one does.
Got someone to write Team Fritz on it, and then went to FDR Park and waited for an hour and a half for the tennis match that didn't happen in the cheerleader outfit with his caregiver.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah, it is.
I was there.
All right. Thank you for the call,
Bam. You know, but
Bam's known to embellish a story or two, so we're not.
Well, again, I heard from a source close to the midday show.
Yep.
That he called in and they told him it's postponed, and that he's going to turn around.
And from what I heard from probably the same source, it was within plenty of time to turn around. Like, it wasn't like he was pulling into the parking lot. Like, he had an hour.
Yeah, we're sniffing out Bam.
Bam's doing a bit.
Well, let me ask you this.
We are pro-bit.
Let me ask you
this. But he also made us feel like complete crap.
Yes.
For the idea that he's standing at FDR Park.
In 100-degree
weather. With his caretaker.
But wasn't it announced on air?
Yeah, I didn't really feel like crap. I didn't.
He was listening, and he was told. I mean,
he listens all the time. He calls in all the time. He definitely heard that.
Well, once he decided to wear a cheerleading outfit, all bets were off. I mean,
in for a penny.
Yeah,
he was there the whole way.
So if we know him as a fibber, and maybe I'm out of line saying this, if we know him as a fibber, do we think there's a Stevie Wonder thing going on where he could actually see?
Oh my God.
That's a big accusation.
But it has to be brought up.
Well, I mean, the question has to be asked. Everybody's thinking it. I'm just saying what's on everybody's mind.
Well, he has a lot of takes. I mean,
yeah.
And you wonder where they come from.
Right.
So I was thinking the same thing.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's deadline day.
He's a bitsman. He is. He has his bits.
We appreciate a bit.
Joe Giglio, thank you for hanging out for
you
the hour.
You got it, guys. Let's get Kwan. Let's go.
Let's get Kwan. Do it, Dave.
If Joe hit the Kwan, Dombrowski will trade for him.
If you – can you record yourself hitting the Kwan?
Yeah, hitting the Kwan.
So that when they trade for him, we can tweet that video out?
I will think about it.
Great.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm going to try.
I have no idea what it is.
Devin Caney
just
with us.
Go to YouTube.
Devin Caney with us on the at the Surfside Deadline Desk. Jim Salisbury joins us next. We are at McGurk's in Horsham. Deadline Day presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.